The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Tzadizayin of Beis that if you have Shnei Achim Ta'imim, two brothers that are twins, that were Harasim Shalom B'Kedusha, they were conceived Shalom B'Kedusha. In other words, at the time of conception, the mother was a guy. The Leidasim B'Kedusha, but they were born B'Kedusha. At the time of the Leida, the mother was a Yid, she was a Megayer during the pregnancy. So they were conceived as Gayim, they were born from a Yid, from a mother who is a Yid. So what is their din, Legabi? The Dine Kurva, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Brisa says that Chayavin Mishum Eshesach, Verchai Mishum Eshesach, and Rashi explains because they have Kurva, they have Dine Kurva, and there's a din of Eshesach Menaim over here because they're considered related through the mother. He's Israelis, we view them as regular Yidden, they're born from a Jewish mother, and therefore there is Kurva, and they're Chayav Mishum Eshesach. So it's before from the Gemara that a baby that's born from a mother who is a Jew, even though the conception was done while the mother was a guy, they have a din with a full-fledged Jew, and there's going to be regular dine arayis and dine kurva. The Achranim asks a kasha that this seems to be a stira to the Gemara early on Daf Ein Chasim Ubeis, lefi the Havan of the Ramban. The Gemara over there says, Muberish in Isgaira, but not in Tzarech Tvila. For Muberis became a Giyari, so a woman was Megaira when she's pregnant, her son doesn't need Tvila. The Tvila of the mother helps with the Vlad. But it's mevor from the Gemara that really the son does need geris. We don't view him as a son who's born from a Jew. He needs tefillah, but the tefillah of the mother will help for him. And the Ramban even says that he doesn't even become a Jew when he's born because he had tefillah, but he didn't have milah. So once he's born, then he give him milah. Only once he has milah, then really is when the geris is chal, and at that point he becomes a yid. So it's mevor from the Gemara that number one, we don't view him as a regular baby born from a Jew. I mean, milah is a Jew, but he needs a tefillah, and even not only does he need a tefillah, but when he's born, he's still a guy. His geris is only chal, is only nigmar when he gets his milah later on. So it comes out when a baby is born from a mother who was nizgaira, but it was conceived shalom b'kedusha. The halach is that baby is viewed as a guy, not as a yid. It only becomes a yid when he has his milah later on. So b'shas later, he was a guy. So b'shas later, l'chari has no kurva. He shouldn't be related to his brother's achim min ha'aim. And later on, when he becomes a guy, he becomes a yid, he's a katananai l'damin. At that point, he has no kurva. So that is L'chari Stira to Agamara. Agamara says that Taimen that are born from a mother who was Nizgari Kishimu Beres do have Kurva Menaim, and Yorachai Mishum Eshesach, L'chari received from the Gemara earlier on Daf Ein Ches, that there is no Kurva in such a case. That seems to be a Stira to Agamara. So the Granat in his Kedushim Ksubis in Daf Yad Alp, Simon Chav Ches, he says, Gvaldik Yasai to answer this Kashi, he basically says that there are two different dinim and geris, two different dinim involved in the Maisa of being Megair, becoming Yid. There's one din that when a person becomes a Ger, he joins the Ummah Yisraelis, he joins the nation of Klal Yisrael. He used to be part of the Ummah of the Gayim, now he's part of the Ummah of Klal Yisrael, he becomes a Chelik of Klal Yisrael. That's the first basic din of Geiris. But on top of that, there's another din that happens when a person is Megayer, and that is that he gets Kedushas Yisrael, he gets the Kedusha being a Yid, and that's a added din on top of being part of Klal Yisrael, he also has the Kedusha of being a Yid as well. So Zakh the Granat, when the Gemara says, on Daf Ein Ches, Muberish and Isgaira, B'na Ein Tzarech Tvila, because the Tvila, the mother helps with the kid, it doesn't mean to say that we don't view him as being born from a Jew. About he's being born from a Jew, his mother is a Jew, and he's a Jew automatically. He doesn't really need geris. The fact that he's born from a Jewish mother, that makes him a Jew, and that's enough to make him be considered a Jew. But that's only legabi the din of being part of the Ummah Yisrael. It's legabi the first din, being part of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to being part of the Gayim. Legabi that, being born from a Jewish mother, is enough. But to get the Kedushas Yisrael, that's not enough, because it was Harasa Shlob Kedusha. He didn't have the Kedusha when he was conceived. And for that, he's going to require a geris and require a mila, and that will happen later on when the mila takes place, and then he receives the kedusha as well. But being that he got the part of Klal Yisrael from his mother, so mimela, there's no din of katan adam. Katan adam is only when you become a ger, when you become a chelik of Klal Yisrael. But that already he got from his mother. He didn't need the tvila for that. He doesn't need the mila for that. And mimela, he'll have kravim to the achim and aim, like with some in our sugya. There is a din. It's our rise of Eshes Achim and Aim, because he's related to his brothers, because they're all Yidden, born from a Jewish mother. The only reason he needs the tefillah and the milah later on is to add the added Kedushas Yisrael, and that will not affect the din of Katan Noila Dami, being that he already had a din of a Yid when he's born from his mother. That's the aside of the Granat that he says to answer this kasha, to answer Pshan the Ramban. And I think, Imkenim Advarim, we can answer another kasha in the Ramban, and I think the Ramban would be going to Shitase from another two places. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Ches that Rav Bina used to be mitzayin the kvarim. He would point out where the different kvarim are, so people shouldn't be mitame. And it says over there that he would be mitzayin the kever of Avram Avinu. They made sure to be mitzayin the kever of Avram Avinu, so people shouldn't be mitame. And the Ramban over there, Asakasha, he says, what if to be mitzayin the kever of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was a ben Nayach, he's before Mount Taraz. Anyways, he's not mitame. There's no tumah on Bnei Nayach, so why do you have to be mitzayin his kever? And he answers, Enechinami didn't really have to do it. It was only Mishum Kvedo Shel Avram, but it wasn't really a Chiyuv Tzion because there's no Tumah by Bnei Noach before Matan Torah. So the kasha is that this seems to be a steer to another Ramban. The Ramban Alef Torah, the Ramban Chumash, Parsha Semer, famously says that the Avos had a din of Yisrael, Mishah Shanim al Avram. From the time of the middle of Avram Avinu, they became Yidden, they became part of Klal Yisrael, and they had a full-fledged din Yisrael. So if they had a din Yisrael, why does Ramban have to be Marchik that he was only Mitzayin the Kever, Mishum Kvedo Shel Avram? Why don't you say, Taka, that he was not a Ben Noach, he was Yisrael, Mishah Samil of Eilach, they already had the din Yisrael, and that's why he had to be Mitzayin the Kever. So I think that perhaps if this is side of the Granat, the Ramban Lushitasai, it's not a kasha, because the Ramban, when the Ramban says in Pasha Semer that from the Mila of Avram, he became a Yisrael, that just means that he became part of Klal Yisrael, he became part of the Umma Yisraelis the first day, and that's what he got, B'shas HaMila. But Kedushas Yisrael he never got. Kedushas Yisrael was only Chal B'shas Matan Torah, and the Avos before Matan Torah never got the Kedushas Yisrael, they only had that first chelik of being a chelik of Klal Yisrael, part of Am Yisrael. The Gabi Tumah, to be Metame, the Din of Tumas Meis, that requires Kedusha. To be able to be all of the Tumah, you need to have the full-fledged Kedusha Yisrael. Anything less than that, there would not be a din of Tumas Meis. And being that the Avos didn't have that Kedusha, therefore they would not have a din of Tumas Meis. The Melo, the Ramban Taki asked a good kasha, what after the Mitzayin, the Kevav of Avram Avinu, L'chara, he was didn't yet have the din of Kedusha Yisrael, even though he's part of Klal Yisrael, Bam Yisrael, Mishas Amila, but Kedusha Yisrael didn't get because he's before Mount Tara, and therefore you don't have to be Mitzayin him, and therefore he's Manchik that we have to say was Mishum Kvadosh Avram Avinu, and that would be the Ramban L'shitasai from what he holds in the Sugya Nine Ches, based on our Sugya Avir and Tzadi Zayin, they have to say that the Ramban holds that these two dinim, as the Granat explains, there's one din of becoming Chelik of Am Yisrael, then there's an added din of Kedusha Yisrael, which is Chal later on, which is what's Nageya in the Sugya earlier through the Mila and Tefillah, and that's what's necessary to be able to have the din of Tumas Meis as well.